We're in a series titled More Than Conquerors. And in your notes is that great verse that in Romans Paul says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I mean, God wants you to be on top, to be the head and not the tail, to feel like you can live a life of confidence, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in your work, whether it's with your family. He wants us to have a life of being a conqueror. Now, that being said, it's not always easy. But his purpose and his will is that somehow, some way through his grace, you can feel like a conqueror in life. In your notes, the definition more than conquerors is this. It means to not only prevail, but to prevail mightily. I love that. Mightily. It means to exceed, to go beyond, be overwhelmingly victorious. So this is our theme for the last 2 weeks, today and the next Sunday. This is part three of today, and the title of the message today is this. David ran quickly toward the battle line. We're talking about David and Goliath this morning. And in verse 48 of 1 Samuel chapter 17, these are seven words out of one verse. David ran quickly toward the battle line. You know, this whole thing about running quickly towards his Goliath, who was 9 feet 6 inches tall, he was a champion among the Philistines. David is probably about 17, 18 years old, a young man, small in stature. And somehow David is going to take on a Goliath. You may be here this morning and you have a Goliath in your life. 9 feet 6 inches tall, maybe bigger. It's something in your life. It may not be a person, it can be, but you have this sense of challenge in front of you. It could be a health issue. Maybe it's something in your past. Maybe it's a relationship issue in your life. Maybe it's finances. And it could be a host of things. But a Goliath represents something that is overwhelming to us. And it says, David ran quickly toward the battle line. That's an amazing statement. The words ran quickly in your notes, simple definition means this. It means to move speedily toward it, or to dash, or to run swiftly. And so David literally moved quickly to conquer his giant. Came across the cartoon by Linus and Charlie Brown, and here's what it says. No problem is so big or so complicated that it can't be run away from. I mean, isn't that true? That we want to run away from giants, not toward them. I mean, I've done that. The problem is so big or complicated or overwhelming, I'd rather retreat from it rather than run toward it. And so David, in this text, when he's taking on Goliath one-on-one, says he ran toward him quickly. I want to walk through this passage. And a little bit later, I'm going to share four thoughts of why David could run quickly toward his giant. And there are four thoughts that if you and I apply them to our lives, we can run toward our giants rather than away from them. So in your notes, though, I want to share two truths about giants. You know, we all have them. They're in our lives, they're in our minds, in our hearts. And two truths about giants. Here's letter A in your notes. They can make us fearful. Giants can make us be afraid. Read with me 1 Samuel 17:11 in your notes. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Here's what happened. This Philistine, Goliath, over 9 feet tall, would literally challenge the people, the Israelite army, and say, send me out your best opponent. And whoever wins, that group will serve the other nation. And so it was a one-on-one battle. And in this text, Saul, who's the leader, the king, and even the army, it says, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Does your giant in your life ever make you cower back? I mean, we see it every day, and we cringe, we shrink, we somehow feel so small in his presence. And that's what happened here. And the people became afraid. You see, giants can somehow create a sense of hopelessness. It's like, I can't overcome it. And you may have tried to overcome it for years. And you say, I'm not getting anywhere. And it just paralyzes us, makes us fearful. There's a second truth about giants that I think is insightful here. And the letter B, the second thing they do is this. Giants taunt us over time. Read with me verse 16 in your notes. For 40 days, the Philistine came forward every morning and evening and took his stand. Now, get the picture. They're in a valley, and on one side is the giant. The other side is the David or the Israelites. And the giant would come out morning and evening. Morning and evening and taunt the opposing army, the Israelites. And this taunting is something that just makes us further shrink. You see, you might have something in your life that taunts you. It's just like a bully. It's a presence that makes you feel small and shrink. And you just feel helpless and hopeless in the presence. But I want you to notice three words at the very end of this verse. It says he came out and he took his stand. So imagine with me, Goliath coming out morning and night. He would take his stand, make an announcement to the Israelite army and say, listen, send me out your best soldier. We'll go one-on-one together. It took his stand. Okay, stop right there. You and I have to get to a place in our life that we take our stand against the Goliath. He took his, and your Goliath in your life is taunting and making you afraid. But it's time that you and I take our stand, take up a position of faith, and we get in a place where someday, somehow, we will run towards the enemy, and we will be the victor like David was. Here's a quote. I want to inspire people. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. You know, when it comes to taking your stand, understand other people are watching. And they're looking for some mentor or someone that can model what it means to take a stand against the tough stuff in life. You could be that person. You can inspire someone else just by virtue of taking up a position of faith and say, wait a minute, I will no longer shrink back. I'm going to look at the enemy eye to eye, and with God's help, I will overcome my Goliath. So what I want to do now is walk through four simple truths of how David could run quickly toward the battle. I mean, what is it that he had going for him that if we did, we could take our stand and literally run quickly toward the battle line? Let's get started. Number one. The first truth is this. David knew who was fighting for him. It was God himself. Now let me stop here. If you get one truth from this message today, take this one with you. He knew that God was behind him, on his side, would go before him and fight on his behalf. The living God of the universe. Now, in your notes, verses 45 and 46, on the back side of the sermon and listening guide, let's read that together. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and the whole world will know that there is a God that is in Israel." David was stating his proclamation of his faith position that God himself would fight for him. When you know that God is on your side, basically nothing is impossible. I want to share a quote by Howard Hendricks. Let's read it together. "How big is your God? The size of your God determines the size of everything." I want you to soak that in. The size of your God, of who you believe he is to you, will determine the size of everything in your life. Everything. If God is a small God to you, your giants are going to be pretty good size. If your God is a big God, can I tell you, 9 feet 6 inches is not a big opponent to God. And so the size of our God determines the size of how we see things in life. David knew that even though Goliath was over 9 feet tall, the living God was going to fight for him. So here's the point. Whatever you got, you're facing in your life that's a giant, it's overwhelming. If you believe and see God as being more powerful, bigger, stronger, which he is, he's made hundreds of billions of galaxies, he knows the stars by name, he knows the hairs on your head, he knows everything about us, that's who God is. Can I tell you? When you get a vision of who God is, and then you look at the size of your problem, the problem can be shrunk in size just because of the bigness of your faith telling you what God can do for you. David knew that God himself would fight for him as he ran toward his Goliath. Number two. The second truth we can, that I think a reason David could run toward, quickly toward the battle line is this. Past experiences had prepared him for this challenge. In your notes, verses 36 and 7, let's read that together. "Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." David is about to face Goliath, but you know what he said to Saul before he ran toward him? He says, "When I was tending sheep, a lion came to kill the sheep. And I somehow grabbed him, and God helped me to somehow overcome the lion to protect the sheep. He then said a bear came along. And he wrestled with the bear and defeated the bear, and God delivered him through that. He's now about to take on Goliath. He's a bigger guy. But here's what David did. He did a review of his past. And he said, God was faithful to me when I took on the lion and the bear, and it was preparation for the next challenge. You're here this morning with a Goliath in your life. Here's what you need to do. Look back at the times in your past where God came through for you. Oh, it'll be a smaller Goliath, but it'll be something that will give you strength and courage to build upon. Maybe it's when you're sick and he pulled you through and he did something for you that you just knew it was God. It's something small, but you know what it is? It's something to build on. Your faith to face the next challenge. As I thought about David taking on Goliath, I realized this about this text. When he was just a shepherd boy tending the sheep, the lion and the bear were a Goliath to him at that stage in life. Oh, they look small now, but at the time they were a Goliath-sized challenge, a lion and a bear. He's a kid. And God delivered him and protected the sheep. And now he's facing Goliath. And those small victories prepared him for the greater challenge. Do a review of your life. Even write some of these things down. When did God come through for you? How did he help you in a difficult time? You then take those lessons, apply them to the present Goliath you have in your life, and it gives you courage and strength. Number three, the third truth of how David could run quickly toward the battle line is this. David did his part. He had a part to play in this. And so read with me the couple of verses in your notes. I cannot go in these, he said to Saul, because I'm not used to them. So he took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand. Choose 5 smooth stones from the stream. Put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. Before David ran quickly toward the battle line to face Goliath, Saul the king said, listen, here's my armor. Put it on and go out and face Goliath with my armor. I mean, the king, he was the anointed one, probably should have been facing Goliath, but he didn't want to do it. And so David, a young 17-year-old boy, said, I do it. So the king gives David his armor. He puts it on. It's too heavy. It weights him down. It's not natural. It doesn't fit. You see, you and I can't wear somebody else's armor. We have to believe God for our own armor. And you know what he did? He took all that off, and he went in and he picked up 5 smooth stones. And he put them in his pouch, his bag. You know why he did that? He had become an expert, a marksman with a slingshot, while tending the sheep year after year. He had a lot of practice. And he became a marksman at hurling a stone, and he did his part his way because that was his gift and his skill. As you think about the tent, everybody's got a skill of some kind, and we all have to do our part. And David stepped up to this challenge, and he did what was his giftedness. Don't ever try and be somebody else. It doesn't work, does it? We admire people and we wish we could sing like them or we could work like them or organize like them. But at the end of the day, we have to say, who am I? What are my gifts and ability? Am I good at with people? Am I good working with kids? Am I good in the kitchen? Where's my skills at? And you go forward in life using your skill set to defeat your Goliaths. And so that's what David did. He did his part. Here's a quote I'll have Jonica put up. Do your best and let God do the rest. I mean, whatever giant you're facing, do your best. Do your best. Draw on what God has done for you in the past. Have a big vision of who God is, but now do your best and let God do the rest. Well, there's a fourth point that I want to share of why David could run quickly toward the battle line. It's this. He believed God for a victorious outcome from the very beginning. Now, before he even went to see him, read with me verse 47 in your notes. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. Here's what David's attitude was before he even went to meet Goliath face to face. He said, God will deliver all of us. He had a sense of confidence and belief in God of a victorious outcome. Now, let me stop right here. Giants taunt us and make us afraid. But I want us to check our attitude of what we are believing God for. Whatever the giant is in your life, what is your attitude toward it? Your faith attitude. You know why? When someone lifts up faith to God, here's what Wigglesworth says. There's something about believing God that will cause him, God, to pass over a million people just to get to you. Do you realize your faith and your belief is a magnet to God's power in your life? And when you believe him for a victorious outcome, even though the odds seem against you, you've dealt with it, struggled with it for years, you wonder if it'll ever change. David's victorious attitude was what carried the day, and he had it on the front end. We have to dig deep before God and say, God, give me an attitude that I believe you're really going to help me in this. And he'll be attracted to that. Here's a verse that we'll kind of conclude with. Jesus said, all things are possible to him who believes. All things. We just have to believe it. So, four simple thoughts. How could David run quickly toward the battle? David knew who was fighting for him. It was God himself. Key thought for the whole message, the size of your God will determine the size of everything in your life. And if you have a big view of who God is, he's the star maker, he's the galaxy creator, he owns all the sheep, all the cattle, all the animals of the world. I mean, he is the living God who created us. When you have that big vision of who he is, everything can seem smaller when it comes to giants in our life. Secondly, past experiences prepare us for the challenge in our life today. Do an inventory. Get some strength from what God has done for you in the past. Number three, do your part. Do your part. You got a slingshot? Is that your skill? Is that your ability? Do whatever you can with what you have and let God do the rest. And then lastly, believe God for the victorious outcome. I mean, dig deep and say, God, it's overwhelming, but I'm going to believe that you can somehow deliver me and us from the Goliath in my life. All things are possible to him who believes. I want us to leave here today people that would be ready to run quickly toward the Goliaths in our life. It's usually the other way around. We wanted to retreat from them. God is saying, I want you to be more than a conqueror. I want you to be the head, not the tail. I want you to live life with a sense of confidence and courage. So our last slide, more than conquerors. That's what he wants for you. That's not quite the one, but it's a good one. There we go. More than conquerors. That's what he wants you to live like it, life with. So let's bow for prayer as we just let him speak to our hearts. If you've never invited Christ into your life, or you feel like you need to recommit yourself to him, it's just good to do that. And then his power is released in you to go to work on the Goliath that you're dealing with in your life. And here's a simple prayer, heads bowed, eyes closed. Just pray it silently after me. Father in heaven, thank you that you love me. I invite Jesus Christ into my life. Or I recommit my life to him. I believe that he died on a cross for my sins and he lives forevermore. I ask him to be my Savior and my Lord from this moment forward. If you prayed that prayer, would you put your hand up and put it back down? Anybody? Okay, different folks. I want you to take just a few minutes now, and I'm going to ask you a few questions. What's the size of your God? Do you believe he's bigger than your Goliath? Maybe you need to get a new vision of who he is from his word. Here's the second one. What kind of past experiences have prepared you for the present challenge? Do a little review in your life and say, oh yeah, God helped me here and here, and it's a building block for the new challenge in your life. Number three, David did his part. I mean, what is God leading you to do in defeating your Goliath? Is there anything he says, oh yeah, do this, or he guides and leads, and so use your slingshot, use your best skills, just let the voice of the Holy Spirit lead you. And then lastly, what is your attitude toward your Goliath? Somehow reach down and lay hold of a victorious attitude toward a good outcome. We need to take our stand. A faith against the Goliaths in our life. And just believe God for an outcome that is victorious, even though it may not seem possible in the present situation. God is the God who can make all things come to pass, and all things are possible to him who believes. Father, we commit to you our entire lives. We commit to you the church family. We commit to you the pancake week. And we pray that you will just be our God and you will sovereignly superintend our lives. Father, make us people who are more than conquerors to not only prevail, but to prevail mightily with courage, with victory, with a sense of confidence, with being an overcomer. Empower us today to be that kind of a person. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.